Penguin Random House Audio presents Destiny and Power, The American Odyssey of George Herbert Walker Bush by John Meacham. Read for you by Paul Michael. On the morning of Bill Clinton's inauguration, President Bush dictated his final thoughts to his diary before leaving the Oval Office. Crushed by the loss of the 1992 election, Bush had been determined to finish strong and with grace. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. William Jennings Bryan, American lawyer and statesman. Moods come and go, but greatness endures. George H. W. Bush. Prologue. The Last Gentleman. Houston, Texas, 12:15 a.m. Central Standard Time, November 4, 1992. Even in the dark, he tried to look ahead. It was late, and he knew he should sleep, but he just couldn't. Not yet, anyway. Too much had happened. Too much was on his mind. In the Houstonian Hotel's Suite 271, on the evening he lost his bid for a second term as President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush climbed out of bed and slipped into an adjoining wood-paneled living room. Weary but restless, he settled on a small sofa. The room was empty. His heart.